Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, Ron Paul is really something else. Great American. We were just setting him up for the show next week, and we'll just have him on July 4th. He'll be working on July 4th, doing a bunch of radio interviews. And I said, well, you know what? My family, I never spent enough time with them. I'm taking off July 4th. I think we all deserve that holiday. I'll have a great rebroadcast for you. But, I mean, that's just classic Congressman Ron Paul. That he will be working on July 4th. We've got him coming on July 5th next week. Congressman Ron Paul will be joining us. We'll also have the aftermath of the Iowa situation where he's been blocked from speaking, but we'll be there basically stealing the spotlight back, snatching victory from the jaws of defeat because of the Republican censorship. Okay, I'm starting the show kind of off in left field, but here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 28th day already of June, 2007. The year will be more than half elapsed now in just a few days. Unbelievable. It still feels like 2002 or 3 to me. It is Friday. We are going to have open phones today. I have a lot of important audio clips we're going to be playing as well. The toll-free number to join us, open lines. But first-time callers, we'll go to the head of the line. That way we can have our cake and eat it, too. Have new callers, but also have folks that don't routinely call but want to call in as well, and regular callers. 1-800-259-9231. If you disagree, though, you even trump first-time callers, and you go to the head of the line. So it goes, I guess in this new class system, it's generally just open phones, but occasionally I want to give new people a chance to call in. If you disagree, you can get in first. Just tell the folks answering the phones. If you first-time caller, you're next, and if you're a regular caller, I'm sorry, you go in steerage because you've already had a chance to be on many, many times. We do appreciate your calls as well. Just want to give new people a chance to get on board here. 1-800-259-9231. I want to finish up the El Cenizo clip we never finished yesterday, where many towns in Texas fly the Mexican flag. English is not allowed in court proceedings. Again, that was in the San Antonio Express News 8 years ago. The CNN's done a whitewash of it, but it's still pretty damning. We also have a report from a MIT scientist about the controlled demolitions of the World Trade Center complex. We'll be Tower 1 and 2 and 7. We'll be going over that today. I had this 4 days ago. My producer pointed it out, and I said, yeah, that's interesting, but it's par for the course police state-wise. But it's now gotten more attention, and photos have surfaced, taken from camera phones, before the video camera got there, or the video camera on the phone got there. The officer, with extreme enjoyment, for no reason, was just going from youth to youth, choking them and basically foaming at the mouth like they do. Little pot-bellied bullies always knew that. And whereas he'd have gotten in trouble in school doing that, choking little girls and things, now they can do it with enjoyment. I know I'm supposed to sit here and go, I appreciate this officer. He was fighting Al-Qaeda. But I'm sorry, a choking 11-year-old girl, choking 12-year-old boys who are politely sounding like adults, saying, it's a girl, why are you doing that? That's not nice. Please stop. Huh? You got a problem? He runs over and starts grabbing other people and slamming them down, going, I'm an officer. You're actually going to hear that imitation I always do. I got an IQ of 75. I got a gun. We're going to kill this country, yeah! All right. Then I'll be chanting death to America. All right, when we get back, we'll get into all that. We've got Ron Paul on Fox News yesterday with Cavuto talking about the Brown family. It's all coming up.
It's
sincere after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to be getting back into the complete amnesty bill, the treason bill, and the open assault on talk radio, the war drums beating loudly as well as on the internet, every form, every avenue of free speech under attack, from the churches and their free speech right down to the internet and talk radio. I want to go over that. I've got a lot of science and financial technology news that's been building up all week and a lot of new developments today that I've absolutely got to get to. We're also going to have open phones at 1-800-259-9231. But last night I was up here watching footage from our Perry protest a few weeks ago that I'm going to put an end game. In fact, that's how we end the film. And I wasn't going to put it in the film. I haven't even put it on YouTube yet because, frankly, we don't have some score to settle with local police. We're about getting our mission done fighting the globalists, but I'm just tempted to put it in the extras because, I mean, we've got good audio of it, of this police sergeant coming over. I don't know what the designation is when it's the three stripes. I don't know what type of sergeant that is in the Austin Police Department, but this sergeant comes over. We know his name, but what's the point of him putting it out? We're not here to hurt you, you fool. Just let us live our lives. And he comes over, and we're all standing there on the sidewalk, blocking, not blocking traffic, not blocking the road. And he comes over, and he says, I want you guys to go, or I'm going to have to arrest you. And I was real friendly to the police up until that point. And I've told this story a few times, and I started I told the crowd that they were going to try to take the First Amendment head on and that get all their faces on video camera so that we could file official oppression charges on them. And then a captain shows up, and he comes over and tells me that if we block any sidewalk or any of the streets, we're going to be arrested. Now, the other guy, they'd already started massing paddy wagons and over 100 police, and were telling us they were coming to arrest us. And then a reporter runs over to them and says, oh, Alex is saying on a bullhorn, you just threatened to arrest everyone. And he says, oh, that's not true. That's a lie. Now, that's when I got mad. Not only did you attack the literal underbelly of America. I mean, if we don't have the First Amendment, we're communist Russia or communist China. We're Nazi Germany. I mean, that is a big deal. A lot of people fought and died for that First Amendment. That literally is the first 10 amendments. That literally is the beginning of the Bill of Rights. It is the numero uno. It is the heart of the United States. And the police were so shocked that I would get mad that they were threatening to take us to jail. You know, we're human beings. We have families. We have value. I have to talk to you like you talk to psychopaths. Whenever they kidnap some child, the police get on the news and they say, little Jenny has parents that love her. This is her little dog, Spot. She loves her grandmother. She has feelings. And sometimes the people, if they're not complete psychopaths and have any humanity left, will let the child go. Well, I mean, a lot of times cops are about to arrest us. It could be in Chicago or New York or wherever, and I'll say, you know, I have a family. I'm a human being. I'm just out here on the street. Would you want your mother to be treated like this, or your son, or your father? Well, I mean, let me just tell the cops, we're out there because Rick Perry went to Istanbul, Turkey, to be bought and sold on the market like a prostitute. To be bid on. Literally, that's what they do. He went there to present himself to the global elite. He's handing over the power plants, the water, the reservoirs, the roads. We are in complete and total implosion here. I mean, it is literally the end of the state as far as infrastructure goes. I mean, this is red level crisis. You cannot put it in words. You think I like having to go out on a hot summer day and go out there and put up with you? You think I enjoy having to put up with you? You think I like it? You think I like yuppies laughing at us when Perry was at some fundraiser ball and flipping us off and thinking, you think I like that? I don't enjoy it. You think I like having to smell your bad breath when you get up in my face, cops? I don't like it. I don't like having to watch you guys in your gang mentality stoop to each other and the lower-level cops come up subserviently to the bigger cops like it's some type of, you know, monkey king rat behavior. You think I like seeing that? No, I don't even like looking at you, okay? I'm out there because a criminal has hijacked my state and only got 30-some percent of the vote because he staged that whole four-way election. I'm out there because we don't have anywhere to run. We don't have any new world to go to. We don't have any free country to go to, or I would leave. It's that bad. I love this country. We were out there because we're trying to draw attention to the treason of the governor of Texas. We're out there resisting with the salt of the earth, best citizens in this state, in this county, in this city. Wonderful people. Of every race, color, and creed, Hispanic, black, white, doesn't matter, who all have red blood in their veins and love their children and love their country. And here you come over, and we got video of you before he came over just looking at me with disgust and just shaking his head. Hey, I look at you with disgust, and I shake my head at you. Shaking your head, looking at me like I'm some kind of criminal, shocked that people would be out there with a bullhorn. How do you think this country was born? What do you think they did in the Boston Tea Party? They did a lot more than just go out and yell at the governor. So you all sit there and look at me with disgust, shaking your heads. I mean, it just shocks me. Like, we're the bad guys, not the criminal openly, publicly attending international crime summits. That's what it is. Huge mafia commission meeting, the global mafia, selling out your children's future, and you're looking at me with disgust. But that's fine. I was friendly and congenial and tried to comply with requests that you made that were frankly unreasonable until you came over, and then you said, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. And at that point, you're trying to literally decapitate this country. You are there, death by a thousand cuts, stabbing this country in the heart. You've set the precedent nationwide. They arrest people all over. They say, oh, you're not allowed to demonstrate. You're not allowed to protest. You're not allowed to hand out flyers now on the street. They're telling churches you're not allowed to have political views. When the Bill of Rights says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You have nothing to say, nothing to do. You can't tax, you can't regulate, you have nothing to do with churches or with the press or with the right to assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. But you go around and tell people that, and enough people go along with you. And so when I'm up in Canada, we had the cops in front of the Brook Street Hotel for Bilderberg last year. Just come up in the night and go, you can't park here. We're going to arrest you. We have that on tape. And I go, but the sign says parking right here. I said, go ahead and arrest me. And I was so tired, I didn't even threaten her with the customary, I'm going to sue you, which I would do. Believe me, I don't like spending the money. I don't like having to do the right thing. I just have to do it. And I understand you're all run by the queen up there, so, you know. But the point is there was the sign. We were clearly parked. We've been parked all day. And the earlier police were real nice during the day. But at night, you know, it was some women cops. I'm not bashing women cops. For some reason, they're always 10 times worse. You just thought you just you know, color of law, just make stuff up. Just herd the cattle, herd the slaves, as if your family and you were going to have a good life in a society where people just get ordered around. Hell, I might as well move to Guatemala or China then. But then it wasn't enough. Then the police had to lie and say that they never threatened to arrest us when we have it on 3 different cameras. Leave now, we're going to have you arrested. Okay, go ahead and have us arrested. Okay, I'm going to call in more people, we're going to do it. But the quote is, that's just stupid. And then he turns and says, I'll just have to call in more people then and arrest you all. And then he goes right over to the press and tells them the opposite. See, that's how these people operate, ladies and gentlemen. And I had one of those reporters up there from Plainfield with the Brown case just go, yeah, the cops are going to raid it. Yeah, I know that, but they have to lie. I mean, that's just what they do. You know, that's the operation. I said, but you're not supposed to lie for them. You're supposed to report on what the facts are. She goes, well, we just disagree on that. And I guess we do. Folks, when everybody starts lying, you go into tyranny real fast. And then, hey, why not lie about taking your pension fund? Why not lie about taking your bank account? Why shouldn't politicians just get together and take your property? You see, we have liberty and freedom because the world's a dangerous place. And it's normally a bunch of king rats feeding on the population. And that's why societies never have wealth or industry or success or creativity. Because once a society goes bad, the average person goes, why should I build and make something? They'll just come take it from me. And things fall apart real quick. And you got lots of little thugs and their little uniforms walking. And that's what we're turning into. That's the new jobs. It's just cops everywhere, millions of them feeding on us. And they're just going to hire millions more, they're now saying. There were 300,000 of them 15 years ago. They got well over 1 million cops now. They're talking about hiring 2 million more. And so we get footage out of Arkansas with clean cut. And it'd be wrong if they were arresting people with blue mohawks or pink mohawks. And, I mean, so what? They're human beings too. But these are children. But the press is reporting one's 11, one's 12, one's 13. And they're just out skateboarding. And like a skateboard's an Al-Qaeda weapon. And, I mean, they don't even resist. And the cop's just sitting there choking them going, you can actually see him enjoying it. Oh, yeah, and he's just choking with pleasure. I mean, there are people like to choke children. And they go get badges and guns, and they do it. So it's coming up. I mean, most of us, we don't enjoy that, but some people do.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
So, not only do the Austin police, despite all the lawsuits the city and the state have lost here arresting demonstrators, this shit in New York where freedom's been totally destroyed, men, they not only try to falsely arrest us, and intimidate us in color of law. And that's a big deal. Again, I'm a human being. I mean, I am a human being. I deserve the same rights and the same respect you deserve. Again, I am a human being. I demand you think of me that way. I demand you get out of your gang mentality. You ought to read your own gang mentality little handbooks, your own gang psychology handbooks, and look in the mirror. Again, that's how they manipulate you and control you. By the way, your bosses could care less about you. It's all about petty power trips. And then you try to lie about us and say we're liars. while you attack the First Amendment. Well, the officer has been placed on paid leave, of course. The Hot Springs, Arkansas, beautiful little town, great place, been there many times. And scenic, and I mean, this is just some young teenagers. Now, there's camera phone photos, and before the video starts, it's even worse, but the camera phone photos are clear. And he just tackles the first one and starts choking him, and then the camera phone starts getting video at that point. But there's photos before that, and literally the person's got their hands out. They are intelligently not resisting. This is a really smart 12-year-old, and the girl's 11. I mean, most adults wouldn't know to do that. He's because he would have gotten an assault charge on top of it. Sitting there taking the, and this is a full-grown, big man choking the child with full force on the carotid arteries. Of course, who may not be resisting because it may be passed out. Then a young man, call him a child, but it sounds like an adult with a lot more wisdom out of the mouths of babes, saying, "Why are you choking him? Well, we're just skateboarding." And he goes, "Nah!" He just starts running here and going, literally like a pig. I'm not trying to call police pigs because of the classic term pig. I mean, the guy is like a pig. He's snorting, and he runs over and starts grabbing two of them and has them around the neck, and they're going, "What's right?" He throws them down, "Stay there." And some other ones are going, "Why are you choking them now? What is this?" And he goes, "Bleh!" And literally makes this noise and leaps at her, and children will run, folks, if they're scared. She turns and goes, and she doesn't get far. He grabs her and starts choking her. And then another young man is going, "Why are you choking a girl now? Why are you doing this?" And the whole time he's going, "Authority, I got it. I'm an officer. You. And they're going, and he keeps saying they've done something. And of course, some of them ran in fear after he starts choking people out with pleasure. He's a psychopath, folks. Let's play part of the tape. We'll come back and play the rest. You got to go to prisonplanet.com and watch it. But here it is.
It's like a yo-yo. He's riding.
Turn over on your belly now.
What is it? He was riding a
scooter. Can I tell you to stop? Can you tell everybody to keep going? That's please. That's disorderly conduct. It's a violation of city ordinance.
Okay, he's riding a skateboard. This cop just choked him and I got a picture of it.
Come here.
Oh, he's a black shit. Oh, and you're running from the police. That's bad too. Don't tell you.
Dude, this is not good, man.
Hit pause. Now you hear him. This is not good. I mean, these young people, again, sounded more adult than most of these 45-year-old yuppies you see. By the way, you can hear on the tape some sicko lady going, "Good, they shouldn't be out here skateboarding. You should submit to them." I mean, literally, that's these people are demons. They want slavery. They want to live under tyranny. They hate America. Here it is. Now, you got people videotaping this, and the kids start getting scared. They go, "Let's leave. You stay right there. You're under arrest, too." Back to the tape.
I'm not right here. I didn't know
he
came out.
Where is it?
When we get back, we'll play the really bad part. You got to see the video to really catch it, but you'll get to hear the cop flipping out on a power trip. I mean, literally, just they're mentally ill people with guns and badges, and the government's told them, attack the public. I mean, again, state police used to be nice at the Capitol. They're not nice anymore. It's just all letting us know. Of course, the cops don't know foreign banks are taking over the U.S. They're getting ready for total tyranny, and they're just being ordered to act like this. They don't know why.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Some folks are born, silver spoon in their mouth. Yeah, don't they help themselves?
Make the waves of black. Ooh, the red, white, and blue. The red, yeah, white, and blue. And when the band plays, help to the chief, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you. Stop that. But it ain't me. It ain't me, no. I ain't no senator. It ain't mean nothing.
story right now. I'm going to get back into the skateboarding audio. I guess it was about a year and a half ago. My mother was with one of her friends at dinner, and her daughter's husband had his cop friend, a UT cop friend, there at dinner. And my mom was like, oh, he was real nice. He kept asking questions about you. And then he said, oh, I just know I'll get to meet Alex one day. I just have a feeling we're going to run into him. My mom was like, oh, isn't that nice? And I was like, Mother, that's the whole psychology. Just like some gang member with tats all over him in the East Side. It's the thing that the marks don't know what they're saying. Clearly, he was saying, I had a cop tell me this in high school. Oh, we're going to get you. And I'm like, I don't do anything wrong. Oh, we're going to get you. Don't worry. We'll get you one way or the other. That was because I was exposing the Rockwall Police Department and the Sheriff's Department trafficking narcotics a couple years after I'd been telling everybody about it. Because when I found out they dealt the drugs, I thought everybody should know. And, you know, then they gave my dad a call and said, we're going to kill your son if you don't shut him up. My dad didn't really tell me why we were moving to Austin. He just said, we're moving. And years later told me about it. I mean, see, this is the life I've lived, folks. I was shocked cops would pull my friends over and want to look for drugs when I didn't use drugs. I had friends smoke pot and stuff, and I had friends that went to jail for pot. And I'm like, those drug dealers? Because I knew drug dealers from people I'd grown up with and people I knew whose brothers had grown up and were the local pot dealers or whatever. And I knew they were buying it from the sheriff and the police and buying the stuff a lot. And I was like, what? They're sending people to jail? I mean, I had cops pull me over one time, and I went, and I actually had a six-pack under the seat. Had one of those Chevy Silverados, a little compartment under it, under the seat. I hadn't drunk it yet. I was going to pick my girlfriend up. And I just told the cop, I said, I don't use drugs, and you guys sell it. I go, you're a drug dealer. And he just said, you shut your mouth. Who told you that? And he just went, just get out of here. I mean, we're supposed to play along with you? We're supposed to play along like you're the good guys? And so this UT cop sitting there telling my mom, oh, I just know, we'll see Alex someday. I'll run into him at UT sometime. And she said he was, like, laughing. And I'm like, don't you understand? That's what gang members do. Oh, you know, our gang will run into you sometime. Like, it's real funny. Listen, you understand? I could be killed tomorrow. I could be killed next month. You could put me in prison. You could ruin me. I want all my enemies to know this. I have made the choice to do what I'm doing. I win no matter what you do. That's what I, when I tell cops, you go ahead and you arrest me with false charges. You go ahead and beat me, taser me, do whatever you want. I win. Do you understand? I win no matter what you do. I have made the decision. I have made the decision to fight you. I have made the decision to stand up against you. I have made the decision to fight evil. I'm in control. You understand that? And it isn't that I even need to be in control. I realized that a few months ago. It was like an epiphany. I went, wait a minute. It was like, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I mean, literally. That's what it is. We make the decision to do the right thing, and we're not in control of our lives and what's going to happen to us, but we're at least in control of doing the right thing. May the, you know, justice be done. May the heavens fall. I just know that duty is mine. Consequence belongs to God. I'm doing the right thing, and you cannot win. You can torture me to death. You can pull my teeth out with pliers. You can kill my family. The point is, I have made the decision to do what I'm doing, and I'm never stopping, and I'm going to the end, and I, frankly, it's an adventure, and I am honored to be doing what I'm doing, and I don't want people to cry for me if, you know, they kill me, set me up, whatever. I want you to just know that's a sign of our strength and a sign of our victories to come and a sign of the strength of this species. But let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to keep beating kids up and macing people for no reason and pushing people around and doing all the things they do. And the martial law is going to get worse and worse, and all their face scanning cameras and all the rest of the junk isn't going to inhibit the people from fighting back against them. And they're going to have their own Lexington, their own Concords. They're going to have their own Kent States. They're going to kill people. And, folks, they are going to get completely defeated. Okay? Just like V for Vendetta, folks. how it all starts. Dig out of the computer where V's talking. We only played that once back when it came out a few years ago. A year and a half ago. I want to play that again. Maybe the part where V's talking to the good police, trying to explain to them, you know, why didn't you come forward before? I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. I mean, I know there are good police out there, and we are waiting for you, Inspector. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for the good Officer Jack McClams out there. For those of you that aren't weak-minded, that aren't gang members, and look, I spend all day on the cops. I really shouldn't. You're just brain screwed, propagandized, just like the general public, just like everybody else. And hell, I know you deal with drunks and criminals and drug addicts all day and scum and family violence. I mean, I'm not saying the society's perfect either. But things are going in the wrong direction, and what's happening is wrong. And you know you're there to collect money mainly. You know you're there to collect money for the state, which is then handed to foreign private corporations. And I watch video. You know, every time I say pink or blue mohawks, I get calls from friends of mine who were into that. I don't care what you wear. I don't care what your outfits are. I don't care what your hair looks like. My point is that means nothing to me. I'm just trying to get people to be about who they are and what they do in life. And instead of America being about, I'm a yuppie and I got a $5,000 set of golf clubs and a $100,000 car and a $3 million house and that's my identity and I don't care about anything else. Or the good old boy who's got his lariat in the back of his truck, doesn't know how to rope a calf, but got a lariat and a big cowboy hat, and his girlfriend rides right next to him, and he's got George W. stickers all over his car, and George Bush to him's God and a good conservative, and America's doing just fine when it isn't doing just fine. Again, you're in your own little costume, feeling good, off on your own. I mean, that's very childlike to dress up in costumes and dress up in outfits. And again, it is a manifestation of people that are play-acting. And I understand the power of play-acting. I mean, I've done it in my own life. I had the Watson boys here a few years ago, and they went and bought some cowboy hats as a joke. And you put them in cowboy hats, they went from quiet introverts to wild extroverts. You ought to watch the video of them online. It was a little funny skit we did where they talk about how they're real Texans like George W. Bush and beat me up. It's pretty funny. And they went wild when those hats were on them. It's like cops go wild when they're in black uniforms. And I know a lot of people wear certain outfits or have certain jewelry or certain haircuts because they like it. And that's just an accessory to who they are. I'm not saying you're bad. I'm not knocking any of those people. I just make the point that when you let your child dress like that, the police even alert on them 10 times worse. You're basically dressed up in the prey animal outfit, in the tribal conditioning, and the very primitive brainwashing the police have been through. And the police have been conditioned that skateboards are criminal, skateboards are evil, skateboards are of the devil, when skateboarding is the most popular thing. It's more popular than baseball and football put together now. Most popular sport in the country for people 18 and younger. But the cops have been told it's evil. They have handbooks saying skateboarding is evil. And so you see people skateboarding down the street, and the cop just starts going nuts, arresting everybody, flipping out, because to him, these are the bad guys. Now, he's in trouble. If these kids had mohawks, folks, this guy wouldn't be getting ready to be fired. Now, again, I don't care about the mohawk. Great. Have a purple one. It doesn't matter to me. I see mohawks and think, oh, that looks kind of neat. I mean, I don't care. The point is that they're alerting on you. Again, it's all psychology. And so you've got these young people who have done nothing, and they're being reasonable. They're being nice. So why are you doing this? And it enrages him, and then he attacks them. He is a cop assaulting 11, 12, and 13-year-olds. That's their ages. It's now in the news. 11, 12, and 13-year-olds. Assaulting them. I mean, he is cranking, folks. You can see him with aggressive force cranking down on their necks, folks. You can kill somebody like that. Kill somebody real quick. Just assaulting children. You're supposed to do that behind closed doors. You really want to do that, go be a CPS worker. So you did it out on the street. So let's go ahead and finish up that tape.
You're in revenge too. Hey, what the f***? Sir, I'm trying to get
ready for it.
Sir,
Sir, it's okay.
Get back.
Okay, just, it's okay.
I'm
you
running off.
Skateboard.
Sir,
get
your arms back.
Oh, God, shit.
Sir,
I was running.
Sir, please.
Okay.
Okay.
You come back.
Okay. Riding people, doing drugs.
Stand by your back.
And you worry about kids riding pieces of wood down the street.
Don't take your hands on that back. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Or I'll spray you.
Spray you, mate. Can't get
you
my
move up, Will.
Can you get my hat?
Nope. You ain't gonna need it.
Why not?
Because you're going to jail.
For riding a skateboard?
For resisting arrest. Disorderly conduct. Interference with law enforcement officer.
Oh, God. You just rang like a little girl.
Well, when you resist, that's what happens. She wasn't too damn worried about what she was wanting to fight. So I don't want to hear it. Keep your hands behind your back.
Well, you can't grab a girl by the throat. It just doesn't seem right for riding a skateboard.
Don't move. You understand me? I'm going to roll you on one side. You're going to put your knees up underneath it. You understand?
And, I mean, you could see him savagely attacking children. Just out of the clear blue, and for them sitting there going, sir, please calm down, he attacks them. And the girl doesn't resist. He begins charging her because she's saying, stop, stop, you're hurting him. He doesn't like hearing that. See, he doesn't like hearing he's hurting a human. I'm self-righteous. I'm going to attack you. And all she's able to do is turn to run by the time he reaches her, and boom, the concussion hits her, and he just cranks her with full force, slinging. And folks, if they'd have broke her neck, it'd have been even worse. Who knows what they'd have done then? Guns probably would have gotten planted. You name it. But luckily, one of these youth got away with the phone. And again, folks, I think some of these cops, the guy looks pretty rookie. Don't you know you can kill somebody? You grab somebody around the neck and you start jerking them around with force, you can kill them. People die all the time. And, you know, I don't like what happened on that video. I'm sure a lot of you have seen the video. The cop starts bumping the guy's car and just going crazy and runs up and just sprays the guy with mace. And the guy just snaps and kills the cop. And it said some citizen came by and saw that and killed that guy. Argument for the Second Amendment. But the point is, people are just going to start snapping. I mean, cops snap all the time just because their wife just griped at them on the cell phone and pull out a gun and gun a whole, you know, people down in a car, and cops try to cover it up. It doesn't usually work too well. I mean, it's scary, man. Shaved head cops with tattoos all over them, with skull tattoos and devil tattoos all over them, stomping around. You see them everywhere. And, I mean, they're on power trips, and they're definitely on steroids, which permanently causes brain alterations. Those guys go into rages even after they're off steroids. There have been federal reports about the group in this country that is most on steroids is police. I guess after professional wrestlers, but the study didn't look at that. Look at the professional wrestlers. They die at like age 44 on average because they're on roids and they're all nuts. You got a bunch of cops looking just like them and acting just like them. And they're into it, just running around like maniacs on steroids and, you know, and we're just little pathetic Americans just trying to get by and trying to live with a bunch of nuts running around. I know a fella, maybe is a manager at Home Depot, and the cop that did it, big old huge guy, got promoted after this. He was already an officer. Pulls him over and he says, what are these? And the fella says, those are my hand controls. And he's paralyzed from the chest down. And he said, get out of the car. And he said, well, okay, I've got to, my wife's beside me. She's got to get out. He didn't even, wasn't able to, he says, get out. And he's like, okay. And he starts opening the door, and his wife's trying to get out and to get the wheelchair out of the back. And he says, get in the car, and starts cussing at her. And he says, sir, I'm paralyzed. And the cop started cussing, grabbed him by the hair, and drug him out on the ground and started slamming his head into the ground, just having a rage. I mean, we're not here for you to go into rages on. We're not. We're human beings. We're not here because you watch 24 all day and fantasize about being a tough guy. And we're tired of it. And you make good police look bad. I mean, I know there's good police all over this country that help old ladies change tires and are doing the right thing, and they're usually, you know, quiet and just do their job. But, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, more and more, they're a bunch of wild-eyed goons. Or at best, they're like smiley-faced frat boys, and everything's real funny, but at least they're not completely evil. And let me tell you, when I see some big shaved-head guy breathing heavy with devil tats all over him with giant biceps, I just, in my heart, I go, that's tyranny right there, and that's an enemy of the Republic. So know that. You're on the wrong side of history. You're on the wrong side of God. And you have enmity against your fellow man, and you will have terrible lives. We'll come back, start taking your calls.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
All right, I've done my customary rant today. I'm going to get into the economics, what's happening, the latest election developments, attacks on free speech from every angle, open announcements of their wish to attack the First Amendment. I hope everybody will visit the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com for all the best books and videos on the New World Order. And you can still order the few copies we've got left of the first edition, Terror Storm. I'm signing each copy that goes out. You can pre-order the special edition, Terror Storm, with 17 minutes of new footage that we do have in stock but won't be shipping until next month. But you can go ahead and get your orders in now. We'll ship to you first. And that's also at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And I do want to thank all of you that make this show possible and what we do here. We couldn't do it without you. I mean, there's no debating that, and God bless you. And I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members as well. Let's talk to Will in Missouri, because he disagrees. He goes to the head of the line. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking the call. I disagree on a point of information. Basically, in the beginning of the broadcast, you came out and stated that I don't remember spend so much and so much information between now and then how exactly you phrased it, but that Ron Paul's campaign or participation in the Iowa Tax Relief Forum was, I don't know, do you recall the word you used or how you said it? It was like he was being blocked from it or something.
How many angels can dance on the head of a pin, sir? You can't tell me what you disagree with
now, listen
that
to
I
me,
can't
please,
respond to
yeah,
it.
Please listen to me because I can tell you what I disagree with. Because in the America Free Press, they also have an article here that says Representative Ron Paul's campaign being sabotaged in Iowa. And then they listed the telephone numbers for the Iowa Tax Relief Group. So I contacted them yesterday and left a message with for Ed Failer to contact me back, which he did. And it was about 5 or 10 minutes before he called me back.
Well, just tell your story.
I am. And so what he told me basically was that of all of the various vitriol and violent type phone calls and emails that he received, I was one of the first persons that had a cogent inquiry, and so he did call me back. And so while we were talking, I asked him if he'd had a position statement, basically regarding their decision not to include Dr. Paul in the debate. And what he said was that they had a meeting on March the 5th where they selected the candidates that would be in the forum. And they had two criteria that they used to make that selection. First was that the candidates had to have a 1% or better showing on a poll. When I asked him which poll it was, he wasn't able to give me the answer to that. And then they also had to have an exploratory committee.
I'm going
to
stop you. I'll put him on hold, okay? This guy he's talking about is nationally John McCain's chief strategist. Ron Paul in the Las Vegas odds is surging. Ron Paul has won hundreds of major polls. He's been restricted from 9/10 of state polls and national polls. So he's been cheated. And so this is just a bunch of hyperbole. The caller cannot say what he disagrees with. I'm going to give him one more chance. Okay, they did exclude him. Okay, they have put out a press release. Okay, so I don't know what is being disagreed with here. He has been barred. They've got all the other candidates coming. So that's the bottom line. And I don't know the whole point of this. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the point of it is that it was not an attack on Ron Paul. It was at a time period that they made their selection, and that there have been Democrat candidates invited to come as well, and that most of them have not returned their invitation.
What does that have to do with disagreeing with something I said? What did I say that was wrong?
Well, I think what we need to do is make sure that when we say that, he's being barred or blocked.
He is barred. They requested to go, and they said no. Thanks for the call. You know what? I mean, that is incredible spin. You can't even say what I'm wrong about because I'm not wrong. And believe me, I'm wrong about stuff every day. All right? I mean, it's just, it doesn't even matter. Don't worry, America's gone, okay? That makes you happy. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.